Radio Prague News.
The shadow foreign minister has slammed the prime minister's visit to Israel. Austria's foreign minister has pledged that the country will do everything in its power to prevent the construction of further nuclear plants in the Czech Republic, and six Czech tourists injured in a Greek bus accident are expected to return home on Saturday. Shadow Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek has criticized Prime Minister Petr Nečas's visit to Israel. He said that the visit was unfortunate and wrong. He added that no representative from any of the EU's member states would consider paying a visit to either Israel or Palestine ahead of a UN vote on Palestine's plea for independence. Mr. Zaorálek also slammed the Czech Republic's overall foreign policy, which he says is not balanced and will ultimately lead to the country's isolation. Austrian Foreign Minister Michael Spindelegger says that Austria will use any means available, be they legal or political, to prevent the Czech Republic from constructing new nuclear power plants. Mr. Spindelegger's statement came on Friday. He added that energy policy needs to be understood in a European context. Austrian Environment Minister Nikolaus Berlakovich slammed the Czech Republic, stating that the country has not learned its lesson from the disaster in Fukushima. The statements from cabinet officials back efforts of local politicians in the south of the country to fight the Czech Republic's energy policy development plan, which includes the construction of further nuclear plants as well as the completion of the nuclear power plant at Temelín. Six Czech tourists who were injured in a tragic bus accident in northern Greece will be returning to the Czech Republic on a charter flight on Saturday morning. Four relatives of the injured persons will be traveling on the same flight. Another five will remain in the care of doctors in Greece, where a bus carrying Czech tourists collided with another vehicle on Wednesday afternoon. The bus was on its way back from a tour of Greek monasteries. Two people were killed instantly in the accident. Another man died at hospital. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. The weekend will bring sunny to cloudy conditions with daytime temperatures of up to 24 degrees. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.